What is the Christian perspective on marriage failure and marriage restoration? Hey, Cody Butler here, marriage coach and founder of Better Marriage. And if this is your first time here, we help men to repair, rebuild, and restore their relationship from the ground up, even if it seems completely hopeless right now and your wife has told you it's over, there's no hope. How do we do that? Well, there's a free workshop that goes through that, link in the description. Make sure you check that out. So, what is the Christian perspective on marriage? Well, as a marriage coach and a relationship coach, my perspective is that there is no circumstance where God does not want your marriage to be healed and to be restored. Now, I know some people are going to go, well, what about in the event of adultery, so on and so forth? Yes, there are circumstances such as adultery where God has said, I permit divorce in this situation if you must. Now, keep in mind that he said, I've allowed this through the hardening of your heart. It is not my will and desire that you get divorced. If there's adultery, that is your will and I will permit that. It is my will that your marriage be restored. So from my perspective, from a Christian and biblical perspective, there is no circumstance where it is not God's will that your marriage be healed. And that's a very, very important place to start. Now, let's go to step number two, which is to really understand what the marriage covenant is and how it works. And this will help give us a perspective as well. So the marriage covenant is a one-way, unconditional promise that you have made to your wife or vice versa, promising her that you will behave in a certain way, irrespective and regardless of how she behaves back to you. The marriage covenant, the marriage promise, is a one-way promise that requires and promises absolutely nothing back from the other person. Now, yes, of course, they've made their covenant as well, but you've made this covenant with God and with that person, promising that you will have and hold, love and cherish, for better or for worse, till death do you part. Now, I get men all the time saying, well, how long do I have to put up with this for? How long do I have to suffer for? How long do I have to go without my needs being met? Well, the answer is, until death do you part. If you're a man of integrity, if you're a man of honor who honors the covenant that you have made, you promise to be there, to have and to hold, to love and to cherish, until death do you part. So again, there is no circumstance in my mind that God wants your marriage to end, and there is no circumstance really where you can exit out of this marriage. So that brings us to step number three. If it's God's will that your marriage succeeds, and we know that it is, and it's the covenant that we've entered into that promises that we will persevere with this, how is it that Christian marriages fail? Well, the answer is that attitudes and sin enters into the relationship. The only thing that can separate us from the will of God, as far as I'm concerned, is sin. And that's going to be attitudes, in this case, moving into the relationship. Now, when I say sin, I'm not necessarily talking about sexual infidelity or physical abuse or porn or any of these things, right? It's not necessarily a physical thing. What I'm talking about is an attitude, or a series of attitudes that are going to separate you from the will of God. And that's pride, that's arrogance, that's unforgiveness, that's judgmentalness, these types of emotions or these types of attitudes. When there's unforgiveness within the relationship, you're outside of the will of God at that point. When there's unforgiveness, you're outside of the will of God at that point. When there's judgmentalness, when there's condescending and there's condemnation, when these attitudes, these very negative, very dark attitudes are present within the relationship, this is what is separating you from the will of God. And when we work with men on a spiritual basis, on a Christian basis, this is what we are actually searching for. This is what we're looking for. I'm not really too concerned, or we're not concerned with the manifestation of the behavior, right? It's like we have this problem in our marriage, we have that problem in our marriage. Well, these are always going to be symptoms and manifestations of the root cause, which is an underlying attitude of arrogance, selfishness, self-centeredness, pride, unforgiveness, judgmentalness, stuff like that. So can any marriage be restored? I believe that it can, because it is the will of God, clearly, biblically, the will of God that every marriage can be restored, and it's His will that every marriage is restored. Why is every marriage not restored? If that's the case, it's because there's sin within the marriage. There's sin within the attitudes of one or probably both of the people. And if we can identify and remove those negative attitudes within the marriage, and we can replace them with more positive, supportive attitudes, then for me, there's a 100% chance of success that marriage can be restored. So if you like the sound of that and you want to talk to us about how we can help you with your marriage, there's a link in the description. Schedule a call with us. If you don't want to do that, that's great too. I love you as well, and we'll see you in another video. Bless you.